What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio. I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and today we got a very talented model coming through from the state of Connecticut. Her name is Cam Quinnen. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe. I'm excited to have someone extremely talented and hardworking as you on the show. One thing I admire is a person with a strong work ethic, and you are definitely one of those people that invest time and put in the work to build your empire, and I tip my hat off to you for that. Before we get started, I normally touch base with every talented person I bring on the show by getting a brief history on their background so our readers get a better understanding of who I'm speaking with. So if you don't mind, please let our readers know who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
My name is Cam Quinnen. I am from New York originally, but currently I'm in Waterford or New London, Connecticut. I am a business coach, model, as well as a licensed lash and esthetician. I provide lash and body contouring services for women and men, but primarily I model, I'm published, and I business consult, and I teach other women how to get into the body sculpting and the lash business for less than $3,000.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You are very impressive with a lot of things going on, and traveling through that journey of feels that you continue to build your name and will bring everyone who's just learning about you on a pretty interesting adventure. So to start off, where did love of modeling come from? What inspired you to want to do it? And as you grew comfortable in doing it, what kind of photo shoots would you say was your go-to when you're working with photographers even now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started modeling from a very young age. I was about 16 when I started modeling. When I was around 19, when I was 16, I did primarily fashion and boudoir as I moved into like 18 and up. And then when I turned 19 through about 21, I gained about 60 pounds. I took that weight off, and then I pretty heavily got back into the modeling. Primarily, I was doing boudoir and fitness. I walked my first show with Vibe Fitness, which was absolutely amazing. And then I did a bikini contest shoot with Europa Photo, which just skyrocketed me. It got me published and really got me started working with agencies and other large photographers and cinematographers.
Nice, nice. You are also a lash and body educator. One of the creations that came out of your work with lashes was Connecticut Lash Co., right? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of like modeling was a way for me to find my confidence. I found that, you know, lashes gave women the confidence for them to see themselves as beautiful as everyone else in their life sees them without makeup. And the same thing with the body sculpting, because we can spot target fat, skin tighten, reduce stretch marks, as well as add volume to the butt and the hips. It's really given women confidence, and that's always my driving factor, is, you know, inspiring somebody to feel better about themselves.
I also heard you mention something about being licensed. You're a licensed what again?
Yeah, I'm a licensed esthetician, which basically means in the state of Connecticut, it varies state to state, but that I can do body treatments as well as waxing. And then I'm a licensed lash artist, which means I can perform lash extensions as well as lash lift and tints.
All right, so what was the experience like before becoming licensed, and at one point before pursuing that career path, what are other things besides that and modeling you were thinking of doing first, and if that's the case, what made you change your mind?
Yeah, so I was actually in school for political science, which was always my dream, and then I started nursing school because I really decided I wanted to start helping people. At the time, I was working a restaurant job, which was something I was very familiar with, and I wasn't getting, you know, the time freedom to even spend basic holidays like Christmas with my family. So I found lashing. At the time, it was unlicensed in the state of Connecticut. Nobody believed in me, from my ex-husband to my family. they all thought I was crazy and I was wasting my money. And within the first 2 days, I made back my money for the class. And the women were like obsessed with what I was doing. And I just knew, I didn't know exactly what it was, but I had a gut feeling that this is what I was meant to do. And just all of the auxiliary things have come off of it. Like, some of my clients see my modeling work, they see the weight I've lost, they know I've personally done the body contouring, and they're just like, wow, this has inspired you to do this. I want to get this service. I want to learn how to offer this service. I want to learn how to make a business out of this. And it's just so beautiful to watch that come full circle time and time again.
Boss moves, take notes, y'all. She dropping them gems right now. You understand? It's pretty obvious by looking at you and your page that fitness is something you take very seriously. Your page has a variety of different things related to fitness, like recipes, gym selfies, body services, and more. It's clear that you have a leadership mentality and use that educational power to empower others, like you mentioned. But did that fitness? When did that fitness journey start? And what are some of your favorite foods to eat that you recommend others try out when they want to eat right?
Yeah, absolutely. So my fitness journey ironically started, my stepbrother was 52, and he dropped out of a heart attack, and it completely changed my life. That's something you never expect, especially when somebody's that young. At that time, I had really high cholesterol. It was hard to get upstairs. I was no longer able to model, and I just, you know, I didn't want to put my parents through that again. So I really decided that I was going to completely change my life. I started doing my macros, which is 100% what I recommend. It's a nutritional basis. So finding what a proper fat, protein, and carb level is for you. So I use an app called MacroStax, and then I also used Isagenics as well. That really opened my eyes to see that multi-level marketing and direct sales is, you know, those products are extremely effective, and those people are business people just as much as somebody who owns a brick and mortar. So that kind of catapulted my love for fitness. And then the more I started, I find it's funny. With entrepreneurs, like, you have to have some sort of secondary addiction to your business in order to have a functional personal life. And for me, that really is fitness, because it's something I completely have control over. So, you know, it's really unique. You know, you can decide how you want your body to look, how you want to feel inside. Do you want to be strong? Do you want to be able to run for miles? Like, do you want a certain size? What is that for you? So at the end of the day, I am a fat girl at heart, always. So I 100% recommend, anytime you're looking to drop calories, switch to an alternative sweetener. I prefer Alarose. I actually prefer a local brand called Lang's Chocolates. They're out of Pennsylvania. They're made in the United States. And use a little bit more, but it's still a zero calorie. You can get it on Amazon. I love that for any sort of thing you use sugar in. I love to switch for Sweet Baby Ray's to barbecue sauce. Any of their sauces are extremely low calorie. That's where I was finding I was adding a lot of calories, was the foods. It was more so the condiments. Switching to a sugar-free ketchup, like, those kinds of things will surprise you in the amount that you lose, as well as switching from a regular peanut butter to a powdered peanut butter, because all you need to do is cut out 1600 calories a week and you'll start losing weight. And if you're going to the gym, even more. So those small swaps make a huge difference.
I'm gonna try some of that stuff out myself.
Yeah, and I mean, those are easy. Those are things you use every week, right?
Yeah, definitely. I hope. But mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you're into that everyone may not know about that you would like them to know about? Because you're into a lot of things. And what are some of the projects that you're working on now that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that I'm really passionate about that I don't really highlight, because I feel like, especially with charity and nonprofit work, that should be done, you know, from the good of your heart, not for publicity. However, I've been involved with Kiwanis International for the past 15 years. Yeah. They're an organization, they're international. Our mission is improving the world one child at a time. We actually have an upcoming golf tournament for the New London chapter, as well as the New Haven chapters also have golf tournaments as well. We sponsor clubs from the elementary to the college level, inspiring the youth to do service. And the unique thing is these groups are all youth led. So the students choose the projects that affect the youth in their own community. So the golf tournaments, our scholarship fundraisers, all of these things are super important so that we can continue to fund these clubs. And then also additionally, we actually fund a scholarship for high school seniors as well, which is super important to me. So nonprofit giving, because I've been in places in my life where I've been helped out a lot by people where maybe I felt like I shouldn't have, or maybe it was charity. And I think without those instances, I would not be where I am today. So nonprofit work and gratitude is super important to me. And I love to, you know, work hard, play hard. One of my favorite things to do is I love to go skiing. I love to travel. I love to go to parties and nightclubs. You know, I love just to live life. I feel like so many people think that they just need to work to pay their bills. And you know what? Like, I work to pay my bills and to pay my fund bills as well, because you can't just constantly work and never be happy. Life's too short.
Remember, y'all, pay them fun bills too, man. But don't overdo it, because I know how a lot of y'all do. Y'all get that check on Friday and be broke Saturday.
Make sure you got a budget. Make sure you got a retirement plan or an investment plan by the time you're 21. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, somebody told me to also say make sure you got life insurance too. Definitely.
Yeah, life insurance, but you know what? Good credit. That's the other side of it too.
Yeah, a lot of people, they think they just got all these houses and stuff because they're spending that bread. But no, it's that good credit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so before we bring this interview to a close, who are some of the people that you would like to give a shout out to? And what would you say is the best place for someone to reach you if they would like to work with you and do collaborations?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the best way to reach out to me is via Instagram DM. So Instagram.com/CamQuinnan, CamQuinnan. Or to send me a text at 860-834-2564. Either of those are my direct contact numbers. I'm pretty much on them 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. I do collaborations for small business, modeling, coaching, teaching, services. So just about everything. And yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Man, this is one good-ass interview, I tell you that. But I appreciate you calling in, Cam Quinnan, man. You just dropped so much on us today for us to really learn. Like, we really definitely got that real painted picture from the real artist right now, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show to just shed that light on that little shadow that we didn't even really know about. But I'm glad that I got in contact with you, and I'm glad I had you to call in the show. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Justin, for the opportunity. And I just realized I forgot the first part of your question. I'm so thankful for my parents for being so supportive of my journey. My best friend, Jules and Suche, and just so many people I'm probably forgetting, you know, my clients at the end of the day. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these women who believed in me. So I'm just so thankful for them, my friends and family, all my virtual supporters. You guys know the Instagram and the Facebook lurkers and the TikTok lurkers, they're the ones who support you and who help you out the most. So, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Come on and speak with your listeners.
Well, thank you. There you have it, man. Thanks for calling in.